dilapidated notions of devotion to a half-life. Stuck in the middles and the sides and the aisles up high in the sky down low. We're too slow to respond to connections being made. Standing there with our hair pulled back, never looking back. Only forward eyes glazed over while what's in front of us ends up behind. Then we find ourselves outside of ourselves, away from the day that we're in. While we're in it. Hey! Have a voice in the oppression. It's only up to our discretion if we use it or lose it. Under the voices that form the noise we've been fed. Said we have a choice. We have a voice in the oppression. It's only up to our discretion if we use it or lose it. Under the voices that form the noise we've been fed. That we've been fed. Life as we grow it, as it grows, knows more than our ancestors, more than we do now. When you see a tree, it's been around 100 years. Ask it if it fears the wind or stands up to it. Does it stand to win or lose, and can it choose its battles? Maybe the tree would ask me why we humans come together to divide and hide inside our subdivisions. Do we carry a vision as tall as the trees who can see as they root up together and toward the sun? What kind of weather is to come? Hey, oh, oh, oh. Hey, oh, oh, oh. Hey, oh, oh, oh. Hey, oh, oh. Hey. Yeah, we have a choice. We have a voice. In the oppression, it's only up to our discretion if we use it or lose it. Under the voices that form the noise we've been fed. Said we have a choice, we have a voice. In the oppression, it's only up to our discretion if we use it or lose it. Under the voices that form the noise we've been fed. Yeah, we have a choice, we have a voice. In the oppression, it's only up to our discretion if we use it or lose it. Under the voices that form the noise we've been fed.